And a very good morning to you all. The French refer to New Orleans as Nouvelle Orléans, but they call New York and New Hampshire just plain old, well, New York and New Hampshire, respectively. You see, even the French realise that New Orleans is special. And I just spent a couple of nights down there, and believe me, it is a very, very special place indeed. It's a bit like Venice. Did somebody just drop a name there? Well, you see, like Venice, it is utterly unique. And there are very, very few places like that left in the world, because you couldn't possibly confuse New Orleans with somewhere else. It is that special. Most cities bear a strong resemblance to other cities, but some places, like New Orleans and Venice, are simply incomparable. I just love going down there, not least because, well, let's face it, New Orleans gives people from outside of the state of Louisiana something on which to hang their hat. Because without New Orleans, what would Louisiana have that would make it special? I know that here in northern Louisiana, the southern Cajuns, should they refer to us as the Texans? Because in their view, well, we are somewhat indistinguishable from the people of Texas, really. And let's face it, well, they have a point. Because they know there is an exotica, there is a foreignness about New Orleans that makes it special. In fact, while I was down there, I half expected people to be speaking in a foreign language. Whenever I go down, I always go by the quarter, like Bourbon Street and so forth, by day. Oh, I'm too old to have any interest really now in that place by night. And besides, I'm usually with my wife. Yes, nowadays I run in the morning and I watch what I eat, because my body is my temple. Which is just as well, because for 25 years my body was my nightclub. So yes, I can see why people might want to cut loose in a place like Bourbon Street and the Quarter. But me, though, seriously, I'll only go to the Quarter for lunch or to check out some of the second-hand bookstores, some of which are the finest I've ever seen. It's the choice, though, and the quality of the food that's available in New Orleans that is some of the finest that I have ever experienced anywhere I've been in the world. And I've lived in London, I've lived in Paris, in Dubai. Recently, while I was there, I went on an awful binge in New Orleans, eating parts of animals that normally I wouldn't even touch. Unless, of course, they're stuffed into a hamburger or a sausage, which, well, that's different now, isn't it, huh? I had oxtail and fried liver on pasta. Oh, my God, it was like there was a party in my mouth. And the next day, I sampled some tongue, sliced and served on an open-faced sandwich. I know, on the one hand, I was like, am I really eating this cow's tongue? But that's okay. I checked just to be sure, and indeed it was a cow's tongue. Now, if it were a bull's tongue, well, that would have been completely off limits, dude. I mean, come on. The cow's tongue. Oh, the cow's tongue was delicious. So juicy. So... Oh, sorry, I forgot. Some of you are having your breakfast. If you do go to New Orleans, you must take in the World War II Museum as well. I've been to museums in Buenos Aires and Moscow and... Oh, come on, enough of the name-dropping, for crying out loud. Anyway, of all of the museums I've been to, it's arguably the best ever, the World War II Museum in New Orleans. It's very, very informative, very inspiring, very emotional. It's a wonderful experience, and it's totally, totally worth every single penny, including the cinematic 4D experience. Do you know what it means to miss New Orleans? Oh, I do. Boy, do I. I do so much. Have a lovely week. Talk to you next week. Bye now.
That was commentator Brian O'Nunoyne, who teaches a class called Ireland Here I Come at Bossier Parish Community College. Contact Brian by email at brian@redriverradio.org.